The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you remember this song right here? Dr. Dre and Snoop are teaming up for something big. We'll discuss in food news, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios, and I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Pastor Duhamel.
Man, we are 17 days away from the election.
Have we gotten our voting stuff yet?
No, Automatic.
Our early ballots?
Okay, so I haven't checked the mail. I will today. Supposedly, they were mailed off Monday or Tuesday.
All right.
So we should have them today.
Yes. A lot of people are showing up early to vote.
I saw Georgia broke records. Day one, 300,000 people voted.
Dang.
This is a very important election. Don't sit on the sidelines like Travis Barker's stupid daughter.
What's going on with Travis Barker's daughter?
I genuinely really don't care.
She said she's not voting.
She said because it doesn't matter to her. And we talked about this last week, Automatic. As usual, you don't listen to me.
That's how much Travis Barker's daughter means to me.
Exactly. It shouldn't mean anything to you. Go to vote.org and cast your vote, please. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are teamed up to launch Still G-I-N. It's going to be a high-end gin that Dr. Dre says they put as much effort into as they put into beats.
I've never met anyone who said, give me that shot of gin.
Oh, man. This is a classy situation, dog. I've had some. Because Seagram's is gin as well, too, isn't it?
I think.
No.
Bombay Sapphire.
No, okay, yes. Yeah. All right. I'm more familiar with that. But my introduction from gin was horrible.
What happened, Ant?
Dude, I just turned 21. My mom was hosting a big party for all the doctors in New Mexico. She worked for a PR firm. And so so I'm there, right, with the PR girls drinking margaritas.
Oh.
And then I go back up to the bar, get ready to do my order. It's all the doctors, and they're all drinking martinis.
Yeah, of course.
And bartender looks at me, he goes, same thing. I say, yes. He says, extra dry. I'm 21. I say, yes. He gives it to me. First of all, the way it was shaped, the glass and everything, I knew I was in trouble. The moment I went to put my precious little lips on it, ooh, it just burned right down.
Of course it did.
And I spit it out, and at the same time, simultaneously smacked the martini glass over, and martini just rolled all over doctor's nice little blazer jackets and everything like that.
You spilled gin on a bougie doctor?
I spilled gin on a bougie doctor and got cut off at my mom's holiday work party, all because gin is gross, dude. So you know what, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, I love you guys. I'll stick to my Beats headphones.
I will say this. It's an acquired taste.
Tequila greater than gin. At me, at Dana Cortez. All right. Mm-hmm. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Legging Day for fellow yogis like myself. Shout out to Lululemon.
Ooh. Yeah.
You are wearing Lulu leggings? No, you're not.
This doesn't sound good after the gin story.
First of all, you should at least go with aloe. Don't they have
aloe? Oh, yeah, that's what I didn't know how to pronounce
aloe,
that,
right?
Bull. Yeah, it is aloe.
I know it. I'm like, because all the men wear aloe.
Yeah, I was a little
not hesitant. This man.
Well, I know you, Automatic. You have those big calves, baby. You can't wear those pants.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I'll take that.
All right. It's almost. So National No Beard Day, which Automatic doesn't have a beard either.
I also have no ability to grow facial hair.
The ability to grow facial hair is my only masculine thing I have.
I was
going to
say, Automatic can't double down with leggings and no beard. We're going way into another realm.
Let's go to wrap it up on National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Cupcakes are underrated. Cake gets all the love. Cupcakes are better. It's your own little baby cake.
It's the same thing.
It's not. You don't have to share it with anybody.
It's good. And then you can stack it. It's a cake to go. It's great, dude. I love it. And screw you, muffins.
That's right. Isn't it a muffin with icing, though?
Yeah, dude, it is. But like muffins, like the CrossFit cousin of a cupcake. I don't like you.
We want all the sugar.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is when we break down the biggest down of the DM of the week. And today, Automatic Anthony A, we're going to talk about Chris. Remember he hit me up about his wife, Sarah?
Yeah.
Now, okay, this couple's been through a lot. She was actually unfaithful.
Mm.
But they got past it. That being said, you have to earn your partner's trust back, right? That's everything.
Of course.
Well, her recent actions are suspect. She's actually communicating with someone that Chris used to work with.
I was watching her type away on the couch with him. I asked her about it, and she denied it, of course, but I saw it my own damn eyes.
Automatic got Sarah on the phone, and he's tricked her into thinking that she's winning this romantic dinner. This one took a twist. Take a listen.
It is a romantic wine dinner.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Well, maybe you can meet somebody that night.
Hopefully not. I'm going to be moving soon, so it would be a waste.
Moving? What are you talking about?
Yeah, me and my mom are moving to next month.
What the are you talking?
Chris is stunned, and we're all stunned. Where are you going? What do you mean you're moving?
Man.
What are you talking about?
You can't just take my daughter and move to another goddamn state.
I'm not taking Bella. I'm leaving her with you until I get things set up.
What is happening? What are you doing?
What the
married. You just can't leave.
Really? You're going to pull we're married now? We haven't been married for 2 years. You're just my roommate at this point.
You are something else.
Dude, she might be doing you a favor in the long run. Any woman that would leave her kid behind, that's not a good, that's not a good person.
What do you know about me and my life?
Anthony, I usually have a problem agreeing with you. You're right. Leaving your children, not telling your husband that you're planning on moving with your mom?
I was going to say, there's just so many things that don't add up here. How, like, her mom think it's okay to leave her kids behind? That doesn't make sense. And then just to leave, hey, I'm moving, husband.
And I'm
you're not coming with me.
And automatic, you know, I'm tough on the men when they walk away from their children. I have to be equally as tough on anyone. Yeah, a woman, if you're walking away from your children, if you got to set things up, if you have to do what you got to do, okay. But this is the wrong way to go about it. You have to have a conversation with your child. They're going to have abandonment issues.
That's why I agree with you on that. When her approaching it, it doesn't seem honest at all.
And you don't do a surprise attack when your kids are involved. That's all there is to it.
And sometimes you don't like the person you're with, right? Automatic, you know, you've met couples who don't get along, who have grievances. Nothing to do with a kid.
She said, we haven't been together for 2 years. She probably has been checked out since she cheated. But if you did that, why don't you just divorce? Why don't you just separate completely? I think she was probably staying there for a place to stay. And now that she can go stay with her mom, she's got a new place to live.
You know, and that's fine. Like I said, if you want to leave, that's fine. She's doing that. You don't shock and surprise the child with, hey, I'm just leaving, and your husband. What is he supposed to say to your daughter? Phones instantly started ringing with this one.
Hey, I just listened to that down in the DMs, and that's all I need to know about that situation. Jesus Christ, I moved states to be with my daughter. I don't know what the hell that girl's thinking about.
That man moved states to be with his child. There's never any excuse to walk away from your child. There is a reasonable way to separate from someone that you no longer love, and it doesn't involve running away from home.
Yeah.
Did your ex walk away from your children?
Ooh.
I want to talk about this. 877-730-DCS1. Also, how does your child feel about that? Call or text now. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kylie Jenner's boyfriend, Timothy Chalamet, caught kissing another woman on camera. Let's discuss, but first, famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Baby Bash celebrating his birthday, Brittany Griner, Ne-Yo, FaZe Banks, and Zac Efron, along with Chino Pacas celebrating his birthday as well.
All right, so Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner have been, you know, in each other's world now for over a year. So what's he doing kissing Gwyneth Paltrow? Making a movie.
Oh,
that's what he does.
Nice.
You and your damn teases.
Nice, Timothy. I like it. You got a life figured out, dude. You got Kylie Jenner and then Gwyneth as your fake side chick.
And Gwyneth is hot. She's an older woman.
I was going to say, she's like 25 years older than him.
Can I have a body like that right now?
Please, dude. Have you seen this
woman?
She's also the entrepreneur who made her own woman-scented candle.
Oh, yeah.
As well, too. Mm-hmm. So Timothy knows what he's doing.
She created Goop, which is one of the most successful websites in the world. And then she did that candle that smells like her hoo-ha.
Yes. I mean, no, hey, if you're gonna dive into, you know, two generations up, let it be with that woman right there.
If you're that confident to put your hoo-ha in a candle, the pheromones must be pretty good. My thing is, Kylie and Timothy, they're about the same age. I think she's 27, he's 28. But Gwyneth, would it be okay for her to date Timothy?
Yeah!
Would it be all right?
25 years? Women don't like when men date women that much younger than them.
What do you mean women don't like it? I've never complained when I see anybody dating
If I look at my social media, it's all women complaining about that they can't find a man their age because men are always wanting to date younger women.
No, they can't find a man because they're like children, even at 35.
No,
they don't grow up. That's why.
There's this woman I follow on Threads, and she said she was 52 years old, and she has no problem finding a date with anybody between the age of 25 and 32. But if she's to find a date with somebody her age, it's just non-existent. She can't find anything.
Older men want to date younger women, and there's this weird age area, and all my girlfriends are going through it between 30 and 40. For some reason, they're just locked into this sad dating place where they can't.
Because all the young guys want to bang older chicks.
And
you know what's also
bang younger.
You know
girls.
What also has changes with the older
bang.
Dudes?
What?
The older homies. The evolution of Viagra pills and honey packs and all this stuff like that. Remember, dude, you used to get to a certain age and
it didn't work anymore.
It didn't work anymore. That was it.
Dang. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, exactly, dude. So now you got these old guys who are in the club.
Big bank accounts. And still. horny.
And I'm mad at them too, because they're taking all the women I'm interested in, dude.
But you're not even horny. You're having to take a pill to feel that way.
I haven't gotten there yet. Fake. I don't know what it feels like.
Now men know what it's like to fake it.
That's right.
Do you have any dating advice? Ladies, hit me up. Or is it just my girlfriends going through it?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There was a man out for a walk, taking the dog for a walk like he does every single day, and he discovered a dinosaur.
Oh.
A 70 million year old titanosaur.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Completely,
dude.
Well, not completely, 96% intact. One of the most perfect dinosaurs ever discovered in the history of archaeology.
Tell me the dog picked up the bone and started running with it.
That would be really good. That would be really good. But no, the man was actually picking up the dog's poop.
Hey, there you go.
Noticed the fossil. He noticed the vertebrae.
The moral of this one is you should always pick up your dog's messes, because look what it could lead to. You could make a groundbreaking, pun intended, a discovery about dinosaurs. That's sick, dude.
But which leads me to ask the question, what's the weirdest thing you've ever discovered while you're walking your dog?
I pulled a piece of lasagna out of my dog's mouth the other day.
Oh my gosh, that's not worth any money, and it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. That's why she's healthy, as the vet said. Too healthy.
Oh my God. All right. From discovering dinosaurs to a bride in custody. Let's go to Mexico City, where a woman was excited for her wedding until police stepped in and booked her. She was arrested on site in her wedding dress for extorting chicken merchants in Mexico City.
And, wait a minute. Extorting chicken merchants?
They were strong-arming poultry shops in Mexico City.
They're like, give me all your damn eggs.
Yeah, exactly, dog. And
why?
A little twist here.
Have you seen the price of eggs?
Hello. A little twist here is that the groom actually took off from the wedding and left her there.
Oh!
So needless to say, nobody got chicken tacos.
You know what? I think he was the narco. He was the snitch that told about the pollo incident.
He just dipped out through the El Chapo tunnel.
Exactly. That's what happened.
All right. Speaking of chicken, there's this new chicken place in New York City that has virtual cashiers who work remotely from the Philippines. Okay?
Wait a minute. Yeah, explain more.
You go in, you order your chicken on a screen through Zoom. You talk to a person in the Philippines. They put your order in. So here's the catch, though. They're still asking you for a tip.
Here's the tip. Shut this thing down right away, because nobody's going to buy your chicken.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.